This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
What's the rush? Why are you in a rush? Why are we in a rush? Don't we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves? I mean, life is stressful enough, but we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. Think about when you're going to work or you're going to school, right? And you're running late. And you're on this time crunch, right? And you're trying to bob and weave through traffic, or you're getting mad at the car that cut in front of you, or you're trying to find the shortest route. I found myself rushing to a destination even when I was early. Even when I didn't have to rush. I'm just in the habit of rushing that I put unnecessary pressure on myself. Why not enjoy the scenery? Why not enjoy the drive? Why not just enjoy life? So what's the rush? Is it your age? Is it the views of others that you should be further ahead by now? That you should be married by now? That you should have children by now? That you should be a millionaire, or you should be making at least six figures annually by now? Like, what is the rush? The timetable that you have in your head was created by who? By social media? By your family? By your peers? By your friends? By your family? By yourself? By God? Part of enjoying the journey is being able to allow and being able to see the greatness in the present. Being able to see the blessings right here in the present. But yet we get so focused on the destination and when we're going to get to the destination. And how much longer are we going to be in the midst of this problem right here? How much longer? Instead of learning the lesson in the midst of this problem. Thinking about why this problem, why this challenge is even here. What can I gain? What experience can I gain from it? Enjoy the journey. There's magic in gratitude, right? There's magic in enjoying the journey. And I know it's not easy, for we have goals, we have dreams. And yes, we are getting older each and every minute, each and every second that passes by. I get it. But not everything deserves pressure. I understand there are certain deadlines in life in general. And I understand that you can't get pregnant in your 50s and 60s. I mean, I've seen it done, but I get it. I get it. And you want to be able to enjoy life and make lots of money and be able to enjoy it in your youth. I get it. But let's not forget why we're in these situations. Let's not forget why we're in these seasons. And let's not rob the joy from the present. In the midst of what you're going through right now, I bet you there are five things in your life right now that are amazing. I bet you there are probably 10 things in your life right now that provides evidence of how blessed you are right now. I bet you there are 15 things right now that you can be grateful for. Easy. Enjoy this journey. This may have been a tough year. This 2023 may have been a rough year for you. But what have you overcome this year? What knowledge have you gained this year? Who have you helped this year? What enlightenment, what confirmation, what realizations have you come to this year? What close calls? Woo! That appeared to be destructive and detrimental. And you actually were able to overcome that. What were your wins this year? Through the ups and the downs, we speed up the manifestation of our blessing when we take time to enjoy the journey. Have your goals, have your dreams, and yes, deadlines are necessary. Yes, I get it. You have to report to work or to school, and work and school starts at a certain time. You have to be somewhere at certain times. I get it. But let's not forget to enjoy the ride. Let's not forget to look out the window and enjoy the scenery. Let's not forget to talk to the people in our car, to smile, to laugh. We think we're here on earth for a long time, but it really isn't. And while we're here, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy this time we have right now. Enjoy it. Create those memories. There's enough worries and stresses. Create those memories. Break bread with others. Learn more about yourself. Look at your growth. Whew. There's so much to be proud of. So again, I ask, what's the rush? Peace and love.